91-year-old Ellen Kreitzberg is taking public transportation this Friday to tutor children at a Seymour, Indiana middle school. But instead of opening up her wallet to pay the fare, she carries a white plastic bag filled with used aluminum cans. She drops the stash into a large enclosed bin behind the bus driver and takes her seat. It's called Seymour's Recycle to Ride Bus. City officials are trying to increase recycling and provide public transportation in this southern Indiana town of about 18,000. The fare is $1.50 or 10 aluminum cans or plastic bottles. The bus began making trips last October, but Kreitzberg says recycling isn't new to her. She says it used to be the American way of life.
I remember when we used to mend everything and do everything over, we didn't throw it out, so we didn't have such large landfills. Father even mended our shoes, sold our shoes.
The 18-passenger bus rumbles through the city's 10 square miles with scheduled stops at two department stores every 30 minutes. End-of-day cleanup is relatively easy. The recyclable cans and plastics are removed through a trap door on the outside of the bus, and the plastic-lined containers are hosed down. The program was born when Public Works Manager Jill Williams was looking through an environmental magazine. She saw an ad from the Indiana Department of Environmental Management called IDEM.
They were looking for a small community that needed to upgrade a transportation system or did not have one and wanted to put one in place, and also to increase the awareness of the recycling in the community.
IDEM paid for the $64,000 bus, and the city also receives operating costs from the Indiana Department of Transportation. Bus ridership has doubled since the Recycle to Ride program began. More than 57% of the riders pay with recyclables, augmenting Seymour's voluntary and partial curbside collection system. Dr. James Eflin is an assistant professor in the Department of Natural Resources at Ball State University. He says that there are more efficient ways for communities to recycle, but a bus is a novel way to accomplish two goals.
I think that's what we have to start doing is mixing and integrating our objectives to try to bring environmental benefit, some economic gain or development, and bring these kinds of things to people so they'll make use of it.
Seymour's Community Development Director Martha McIntyre says the program is ideal for Seymour Transit System's most frequent riders, senior citizens.
These people who don't have a lot of money feel like, hey, I'm paying for my ride, you know, I'm collecting this stuff and I'm bringing it in, and it's a way for me to get someplace and still have some pride and respect, you know, that I'm doing my part.
While the bus has been more successful than McIntyre ever dreamed, there are some drawbacks. She says not every city could afford the program because the bus doesn't even break even. McIntyre says that's partly because aluminum prices are so low. Half of the program's $70,000 budget comes from grants. The other half must be paid for out of city coffers.
So we're not making lots of money off this, but we are keeping things out of the landfill. And you have to look at that as a plus. The more you can keep out of the landfill, the more landfills will be available in years to come.
Another problem with the Recycle to Ride bus is timeliness. McIntyre says the lone bus is notoriously late. On this Friday, the bus driver is 25 minutes overdue for his scheduled stop at the local Walmart.
Help defend me. Here she comes. Here she comes. Look out.
Stop that. Didn't have a seat to swing in while I was waiting on
well,
you.
Well, you swang. Well, that's...
You're going to be late. I didn't know you was going to be all day.
McIntyre says any city considering a recycle-to-ride bus should try to start with at least two buses. Ball State University Natural Resources Professor Dr. John Pichtel says the money for the bus might have been better spent on implementing a complete curbside recycling system. But McIntyre says despite its problems, she'd recommend the program to other small to mid-sized cities. She says the bus might be impractical for cities with larger public transit demands. Seymour is looking for a private company to sponsor the program and purchase its recyclables next year. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Janet Babin in Muncie, Indiana.